Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Haut Commissaire.
Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, the past year has seen uprooting and exodus with an increasing number of refugees, asylum seekers and IDPs internationally. Tens of thousands of men, women, children have entered exile, fleeing violence and suffering. Many of them never arrived. Conflicts tearing apart the Middle East, tragedies in Mediterranean and the Balkans, international humanitarian challenges today are constant. To respond, states cannot act alone. To rise to the challenges, a joint effort is essential. We need to strengthen cooperation. Each decision must be based on the will to uphold the dignity and guarantee the protection of displaced people. Switzerland pays tribute to the key role played by HCR, its untiring commitment and selflessness in implementing its mandate. Often confronted by contexts where international humanitarian law and human rights are seriously violated. In the opening statement and the analysis which we support, the High Commissioner set out clearly the urgency of the challenges before us and the importance of the efforts that are needed. These challenges call on all of us, first of all, to reaffirm the principle of responsibility and burden sharing. Secondly, to underline and recognise the considerable efforts by host countries and their populations. Thirdly, to recall that humanitarian action can never substitute the responsibility of states to protect their population and implement every effort to reach a lasting political solution. We note with interest the holding of the dialogue by the High Commissioner consecrated this year to the root causes of enforced displacement, and fourthly, to call on respect for the rule of law. The international obligations in terms of human refugee law, IHL, and human rights must be scrupulously respected, particularly the obligation upon the parties to a conflict to spare the civilian population. With each day, Syria becomes more mired in a conflict, now more than 4 years old. The scope of the humanitarian catastrophe is marking the life of the civilian population, whose emergency needs are more than the current humanitarian system can cope with. In promoting an approach of solidarity and responsibility, my country decided in September to participate in the first European programme for distribution and relocation of the 40,000 displaced persons. This should bring relief to states that are now on the front line on the external border of Schengen. Switzerland commits to establishing a mechanism which is sustainable and binding in terms of distributing people in need of protection. The lack of funding for humanitarian assistance is in dangerous contrast to the growth in needs. The Global World Humanitarian Summit, whose global consultations will take place 14th and 16th October in Geneva, will be an opportunity to discuss this and try to overcome it. In adding 670,000 million Swiss francs to its aid budget, Switzerland commits to contributing to assistance to refugees, IDPs and host communities. Where humanitarian action reaches its limits, there must be solutions that take over. They cannot be only political. Thus, seeking a lasting solution to the Syrian conflict, they must be political. A lasting solution to the Syrian conflict is a priority for my government. We reiterate our unflagging support to the peace process within the United Nations. Switzerland, with its long tradition and know-how, is ready to host new negotiations in Geneva. In conclusion, I would recall that 12th and 13th October, here in Geneva, we will have consultations on the National Initiative, presenting the initiative for the protection of people displaced beyond borders in, as a result of climate change. And this will be the culmination and the official closure of the initiative in its current form, with two pillars continuing to develop. On the one hand, national and regional follow-up. On the other hand, international follow-up in Geneva. Each of us will need to draw on the conclusions of this unique compilation. As co-chair of the Nansen Initiative, Switzerland thanks the High Commissioner for his personal commitment and that of the organisation to the process and its continuation. In conclusion, I pay tribute to the High Commissioner, his skill, commitment, determination over 10 years, which have served displaced people. And we